We always have a very full Sunday on the first Sundays of the month. Maybe I should put a little notice in the newsletter or something. You expect them to run a little bit longer than some of ours do, because first we have our children in the service, and it's always a delight to have them. On the first Sunday of each month is when we introduce a new organization in the community for which we have our outreach collections, and that's what we're going to do at this point. As most of you know, when we do take a collection on Sunday morning, none of it is for the operating expenses of our church. It is all for organizations in the community that are seeking to improve the quality of life in our area. You've noticed a little chains hanging around the service today, and just a moment, you're going to find out what they're about, because our outreach collection for the month of April is to benefit the Greater Nashua Interfaith Hospitality Network. Say a little bit about that organization and their work and why our support for them is so important. Very pleased to have you on our service today, Lori Skiba.
Thank you. Good morning. Hi. You notice all the paper chains around the room, they really do have significance for the Greater Nashua Interfaith Hospitality Network. And I would invite you to kind of see how many green chains. If you look in the balcony, you can see there's lots of white chains. And over on this side, you'll see lots of yellow chains. Would anybody hazard a guess how many links there are in those chains? 813. Each link represents one documented homeless person in Greater Nashua, using the statistics that I have available, which are two-year-old statistics. The 2005 statistics won't be announced until hopefully next Wednesday, so I don't have current information, so I'm using my two-year-old statistics, but nonetheless, I think it illustrates the point. And the point is that when you think of Greater Nashua, we think that there are 813 documented homeless persons. When you look around and you see all these chains, they're different colors for a reason. If you see the links in the chains in back, they're white. The white ones represent the number of single homeless persons that are documented in our community. You see the green links, those represent parents or guardians of the yellow chains, which are the children. Just visually, can anybody see which group looks to have the most links? Is it the yellow, the green, or the white? Exactly, it's the yellow. 339 children. 195 parents or guardians, 279 individuals. So the colored links, the green and the yellow, represent two-thirds of the homeless population that we have in Greater Nashua. And that therefore leaves one-third being the white links, and those are the ones that stereotypically we think of most often when we think of homelessness, and those are the chronic homeless individuals that may or may not be walking Main Street USA. But in Greater Nashua, the 10 communities that comprise the continuum of care, and those communities are Amherst, Brookline, Hollis, Hudson, Litchfield, Mason, Merrimack, Milford, Mount Vernon, and Nashua. In those 10 communities, our statistics, the statistics that the COC generates, indicate that two-thirds of the homeless population are persons and families. And that's where the Greater Nashua Interfaith Hospitality Network steps in. We're a national organization. We were the 117th affiliate to open in the country. There are 65 affiliates or networks in development as we speak. But what we are here today, what I am here today to do, is to alert you of the great need. Once upon a time, we used this flyer, and these flyers are out on the involvement table over in the coffee area. Three or four years ago, your congregation was the first congregation to support our founding efforts to create enough critical mass in Greater Nashua that we could become an affiliate. And it's just kind of amazing that we've come full circle, and we're changing our focus from this rotational model, which means that our homeless guests have a place to stay during the day, and at night they get on a network bus and are transported out to the local hosting congregation for the evening. This is where their bedroom is, this is where they sleep, get up in the morning, get back on the bus, head back down to the day center on DW Highway, wait for the school buses to come for the children, and have their breakfast and their lunch if they're not in school, and get back on the bus again at 5 o'clock at night and start this process all over again. And that's what is called the rotational model. And we've been open with the rotational model since November 21st of last year. Since that time, we are now in transition to become a fixed model program, which you may or may not have read about in the newspaper. We will be, effective August 1st, occupying the former novitiate building on the grounds that the Sisters of the Presentation of Mary own over in Hudson. And that former novitiate building, 17,000 square feet, is going to be renamed Anne Marie House in honor of Anne Marie Rivier, the foundress of the Sisters of the Presentation of Mary, who are leasing this building to us for a very, very low rate. And we are in the process then of becoming a fixed model. So now our homeless guests will not be moving at 5 o'clock at night and coming back at 7 o'clock in the morning. We will be converting those individual dormitory rooms into adjoining rooms, mini family suites, so that the families can sleep together and have all their services and all their food and have a playground all at one site as we work to move them into a more permanent housing arrangement. And that's what this brochure is all about. And this trifold is also in the involvement area. And it details what kinds of time, talent, and treasures we need in order to be able to make this transition, make this move, this occupancy over to Anne Marie House effective August 1st. And so now I come before you and ask you to consider donating time, talent, or treasures to help this move take place. And this trifold list all three kinds of needs that we have to be good stewards and to become involved in our program. So, thank you.